New Millennium Audio presents
Letters from the Earth by Mark Twain. The Creator sat upon the throne, thinking. Behind him stretched the illimitable continent of heaven, steeped in a glory of light and color. Before him rose the black night of space like a wall. His mighty bulk towered rugged and mountain-like into the zenith, and his divine head blazed there like a distant sun. At his feet stood three colossal figures, diminished to extinction, almost, by contrast. Archangels, their heads leveled with his ankle bone. When the Creator had finished thinking, he said, "I have thought. Behold," he lifted his hand, and from it burst a fountain spray of fire, a million stupendous suns which clove the blackness and soared away and away and away, diminishing in magnitude and intensity as they pierced the far frontiers of space, until at last they were but as diamond nailheads sparkling under the dome-vast roof of the universe. At the end of an hour, the Grand Council was dismissed. They left the presence impressed and thoughtful, and retired to a private place where they might talk with freedom. None of the three seemed to want to begin, though all wanted somebody to do it. Each was burning to discuss the great event, but would prefer not to commit himself.